A Mesquite Moment in Time, a look at what the city was, making it what it is today. In May of 1873, the small town of Mesquite developed from landowners. The Texas and Pacific Railroad Company bought two tracts of land at the spot where A.R. Alcott, a TNP official, platted for Mesquite. The railroad company bought 30 acres of land from W.H. Thomas for $10 and 20 acres from George Laws for $5. The TNP platted 40 acres of that acquired land for the town of Mesquite and 10 acres for the construction of a depot, siding, cattle pens, and a street along the south end of the tracks, or what is now known as Front Street. This young railroad settlement was different from the other communities in the surrounding areas, such as Cyene, near what is now Prairie Creek Road and Cyene Road, Hot Store, near today's Lawson Road and I-20, and Long Creek, near present US 80 and Long Creek Road. The main contrast between Mesquite and these communities was the railroad running east to west that cut a substantial gash through the wild prairie land of North and East Texas. Another visual difference in Mesquite was how the railroad workers leveled the ground to produce straight tracks. Any rises in the ground were cut and piled into dirt mounds along the tracks. Any ruts or depressions were filled, and any creeks that interfered with the tracks dammed up. For the few frame buildings in Mesquite at that time, this was a familiar sight for the next 25 years until the citizens decided to develop a town square facing away from the track on the south end. Beauty was irrelevant to our small settlement at this time. The original depot was built out of rough sawn East Texas pine wood until it was replaced by a second building in 1906. Homes were no longer log cabins, but instead were built with milled lumber from sawmills on the nearby East Fork River or brought in by train from larger East Texas sawmills. At this time in our history, Mesquite was a newly formed railroad town that was busy building its original infrastructure and paving the way for future generations to push themselves and to use its immeasurable potential to put Mesquite, Texas on the map. I'm Christian Janes, and join 88.5 FM next week for another historical tidbit from A Mesquite Moment in Time.